I wish they'd come back. You see, they keep pulling my coattail back here. You all come back. Because we wanted you all to sing this with them. Won't you do that, please, Eunice? Mm-hmm. Let's see if they do it as well as the chorus. Yeah. No, the stand mic. Mm-hmm. They'll all pick it up. Mm-hmm.
I would like for all the ladies to sing first, and I would like for the men to echo. And then on the second verse, I would like for the men to start first, and then the ladies will answer. Everybody understand that? All right, now the ladies are going to start first. Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself. Oh, nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk it by himself.
You have it on your program.
And then on the second verse, the men will start, and the ladies will answer.
Yes, it's number 9. All right.
All right, all the ladies ready? Jesus, your face. Jesus walked. Ready? Sing.
Jesus walked.
Jesus walked.
This lonesome valley.
This lonesome valley.
He had to walk.
He had to walk.
It by himself.
It by himself.
Managed to round up all the members of the Columbia High School chorus who charmed us with their singing of hymns last year. Here they are. Yes, leave it right there. With their leader, Annabelle Baker. My, don't they look nice.
how many of you here remember the straw beating? How many of that old? Yeah, I see some hands. Fine. Now, the man who's going to beat the straws beat straws up until the year 1911. At that time, about that time, the five-string banjo came into being, and the rhythm that they danced by came from the five-string banjo. One of the first five-string banjos in this area to play for the old-time frolics and dances in the home was a man that many of you know, a native of this county, old cousin Otto Dees, still living in this county, a great man, a great citizen. Without any further ado, it's wonderful to make this arrangement. They have not practiced together before, but that's the good of the festival. Our good friend Bob Beers from out in the Midwest, coming to us from Missouri and Oklahoma, I believe, Bob.
Montana.
Well, excuse me. Still out there, isn't it? And then our good friend Bernie Gore, who's, his original people from North Carolina and Tennessee, from West Palm Beach. They're going to do the Devil's Dream, and in, as best they can, to show you exactly how the rhythm was beaten out for dancing 75 and more years ago. Uncle Oscar Swales comes back after 1911 to do some more straw beating tonight. All right, fellas, Bob, if you will take off on the Devil's Dream. That's the first and second fiddle with the straw beating. You'll get it arranged just a moment.
Great beginning.
Okay.
Notice the rhythm now, if you will, please. Just a moment, Bob. Thank you. Give him just a minute, Bob. Bernie? Just a minute. Now then, if you will, Uncle Oscar, let Bob have the straws, Montana style, and let him beat on the single fiddle while Bernie plays. Hold his fiddle there for him. I think you deserve another hand, having just gotten together a few minutes ago. Thank you. Get up next to the mic, Bernie. Walk right up the mic where they can hear. Now, if you will, Bob, you might go ahead and tell them about the Montana style.
I'm going to ask my wife, Evelyn, to beat the straws. Now, we don't use straws. We use two hickory sticks that have a sort of a scoop on the end of them, and you beat on that part of the stick. Now, I've seen the Indians in the West do this. I have an uncle in North Carolina, 86 years old, that beats the straws this way. Play anything, you know.
Now, thank you very much. Thank you.
You know, as my mother used to say, some of them was tunes that the old cow died with, weren't they? And I declare it's a sight. When some of them get out there, you need a hook to get them off the stage. Of course, they know I'm teasing. Nobody here likes it any better than I do. And I get plenty of it. A whistling woman and a crowing hen are certain to come to no good end, is what they say. Well, this is not a whistling woman. It's a perfectly wonderful whistling gentleman. Cousin Jack Parker from down Orlando way, who uses his hands as part of the instrument and carefully tunes each note as he plays it. Jack Parker. It is an honor to introduce to you Cuban refugees who are living in our own county. We have come to know them through their lovely friend, Mrs. Grace Stevens, who brought them to our attention. They've been over many times. This is Esperanzo Perez, his beautiful wife, Nilda, Manuel Garcia, and their friends. And they are being introduced. Miss Stevens, will you introduce the little girl?
This is Esperanza Perez, and she will introduce the other members of the group.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As Ms. Stevens says, we are a group of Cuban refugees who are living now in Jasper, and I'm going to introduce them to you. First, this is my cousin, Mr. Perez, his wife, and the children. This is Ms. Nelly Toledo, my brother Carlos Perez, then it's Maximino, and then Rolando and Elpidio. So we are just living in Jasper, and then we thought that we might do a little something for you. Of course, we don't have nothing much, but Manuel is going to sing something for you. I was supposed to sing something too, but I just got a call and I can't. So maybe next year I can do something, maybe, I don't know. And so he's going to sing something for you. Manuel, you come in. This is your baby.
This is Gilberto Perez. Say hello. Say hello.
He speaks Spanish only. Well, Manuel is going to sing for you. I asked him to sing. He can sing beautiful, I think. And then I asked him. I asked him to sing two of our typical Cuban songs. They both were written in 1895 when our independence war. And they are beautiful. I wish you could speak Spanish so you could understand. But anyway, I'm going to tell you. They are just the story of a girl who, she was in love with a man who went to fight. And then she decided that she couldn't stay without him. And then she decided to go with him to the battlefield, and they both died. And that's beautiful, I think. So I just want so badly, you know, to bring him here and sing that for you. And I heard you might enjoy that. So he's going to sing for you now. The first one is named the Mambi, and that's the story of the boy.
Allá en el año 95 y por las sendas del Mayarí una mañana dejó el bohío y a la campiña se fue el mambí. Una muchacha que era su encanto y a quien la noche llorando vio. Al otro día con su caballo siguió la huella si lo encontró. Aquella niña de faz trigueña y ojos más negros que la maldad unió sus fuerzas a su fiereza y dio la vida a la libertad. Un día triste cayó a mi lado su hermoso pecho sangrando vi y desde entonces es más ardiente adorada mi amor por ti.
Thank you.
Don't you think he sings beautifully?
I do.
The second one is about the girl now. And his name is the Valle Mesa.
Lleva en su alma la Valle Mesa, tristes recuerdos de tradiciones, cuando contemplo sus verdes llanos, lágrimas vierte por sus pasiones. Ella es sensible, le brinda al hombre virtudes todas y al corazón, pero si siente de la patria el grito, pero si siente de la patria el grito, todo lo quema, todo lo deja. Ese es su lema, su religión. Ese es su lema, su religión.
Well, that's all. Thank you very much, and I hope that maybe next year we will be able to do something else for you, and then I will take part in it because I love that. So thank you anyway.
Last night we got our first glimpse here of our precision dancers who come from the panhandle of Florida and represent Milton. It is a pleasure to give you Cousin Ed Smathers and the Florida Town Dancers from Milton.